Hello and welcome to Debate right here at Press TV. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Nazia Hashemi. Well, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised to shield Israeli troops from prosecution at the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges if the Palestinian Authority joins the body. Netanyahu made the comment after the PA officially requested membership at the International Tribunal at The Hague. Israel has come under increasing pressure in recent months over its action in both the occupied West Bank and the besieged Gaza Strip. We have more in this report.
Israel has angrily responded after the Palestinian Authority officially applied to become a member of the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian Authority has placed itself on a, quote, collision course with Tel Aviv by seeking to join the ICC.
The Palestinian Authority chose to confront the State of Israel, and we will not stand idly by. We will not allow Israeli soldiers and commanders to be dragged to the International Criminal Court at The Hague. The leaders of the Palestinian Authority are the ones who need to face justice for forging an alliance with Hamas's war criminals.
Israel has retaliated against the Palestinian Authority by withholding its tax revenue. The Palestinian Authority has condemned the move.
If the Israelis believe that they can put us on our knees with such drastic and piracy steps, they're wrong. Status quo, no more. A Palestinian Authority without an authority, no more. Cost-free occupation, no more. And the Palestinian leadership will meet in the next few days. And the outcome could be to call upon Israel, the occupying power, to resume fully its responsibilities.
Netanyahu had earlier called on the ICC to reject the Palestinian Authority's request for membership at the tribunal, which, if approved, would allow it to sue the Israeli regime over its atrocities against Palestinians in both Gaza and the occupied West Bank. Tensions between Israel and the Palestinian Authority comes as Tel Aviv has stepped up pressure on the West Bank's people by launching daily attacks on Palestinians in the occupied territory on a daily basis and by grabbing more and more land for its settlements. Newly released figures by Israel's Interior Ministry show that about 400,000 Israeli settlers live in settlements across the West Bank. Angry Palestinians have marched in East Jerusalem Al-Quds, calling for an end to Israeli occupation. Tel Aviv has been repeatedly accused of committing war crimes against civilians in Gaza. Large numbers of Palestinians, including women and children, have been killed in Israeli onslaughts since 2008. Israel's atrocities in Gaza have been haunting the regime for years. British activists have filed a lawsuit against Israeli military commanders over a deadly attack on a Gaza-bound peace flotilla back in 2010. They've asked the Scotland Yard to investigate whether Israeli military officers committed war crimes. Thanks to all-out support from its Western allies, the US and Britain, the Israeli regime has not felt the full force of law since its creation in the wake of World War II. The US alone has vetoed numerous anti-Israel resolutions at the UN Security Council or pressured the body's other member states into voting against those resolutions.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Washington from the Middle East Research Center, Mr. Richard Hellman, and out of Atlanta from Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Washington and Mr. Hellman. Do you think that the move by the PA to join the ICC will be effective?
No, it's unfortunate, and as the Canadian foreign minister called it, dangerous, and the Obama administration called it unfortunate, and it would harm peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and the government of Israel. Also in Congress, there has been a firestorm of criticism. And it's bipartisan, both Republican and the Democratic members, and also in both bodies. For example, Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, the chairwoman of the Middle East and Israel subcommittee of the House Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives, said she would do everything in her power to block funds to the Palestinian Authority to show that there are consequences for this action to with respect to a non-state. And in addition, Senator Gillibrand, a Democrat of New York, said that there would be severe consequences, and she would work with her colleagues to oppose this action and to cut off the funding to the Palestinian Authority. And one last aside with respect to your lead-up piece alleging all these atrocities. In fact, Colonel Richard Kemp of Britain, a military expert, has said that no nation in history has done as much as the Israel Army, the IDF, to defend civilians against collateral damage.
All right, and on that note, let me switch over. Stay with
Israel.
Me, please, Mr. Hellman. Let me switch over to Atlanta and get Mr. Dean in on this discussion. Mr. Dean, your perspective, no army has ever done more to protect civilians than the Israelis. That's according to Mr. Hellman in Washington.
Well, it's a bad joke, as the continuing story of Israeli humanity and Israel being the victim in all of this. And of course, it comes as no surprise. The news, the world is waking up. It's not just the Palestinian situation, but Israel has been running crimes against humanity, not only against the Palestinians, but against a variety of places around the world. They're a big purveyor of state-sponsored terrorism. And veterans today, we're right in the middle of dropping a huge story that we have one of our sources with the Able Danger team that was investigating nuclear proliferation that had the dancing Israelis under surveillance prior to 9/11, not for normal espionage, but for nuclear espionage, non-proliferation. And what they were doing, which is still secret, is they were hunting down missing nuclear weapons from U.S. stockpiles, decommissioned stockpiles, which when Dimona had their big accident in the late 80s, which they could not produce weapons-grade uranium.
Okay, Mr. Dean, I appreciate what you're saying, and hopefully on another show,
sure,
that we can get more in detail. But right now, we're looking at specifically Israel and being held, possibly being held responsible at the ICC. How likely, in your perspective, Mr. Dean, is that to happen?
Well, the ICC has not done very much. They've said some of these other things, that they don't have enough staff and time to do it. So we have a long history here of selected prosecutions. And also, but the only golden silver leaf here is, as the international associations will not step up to do this, that's going to leave the only way to pressure Israel to change its behavior is with widespread boycotts and BDS. Because until there's financial pressure and political pressure on the U.S. to stop the vetoes, and what we're trying to do is, there's a lot of other crimes involved here that are being brought forward that Israel has to be brought into court on a whole variety of things, including nuclear terrorism, which is one of the biggest things going on now. And there's a lot of people helping him here, and Congress is just overrun by being compromised with Israeli espionage there, and they have tons of people that they can call on to give them protection and even block these investigations that we're trying to get started here.
Well, let's switch over to our Facebook page. Let's get some comments from our viewers, and we'll get our experts' perspective on this. Let's check it out.
Netanyahu and his partner Obama are responsible for all humanitarian catastrophes in the Middle East. USA and Israel are terrorists, enemies of the world. If you stop attacking Israel, you will have peace. But if you dare to attack Israel, you will see the outcome. One day, the Israeli Prime Minister will be charged with committing crimes in the court.